KW Mobile.
KO4 CES.
How was the camping trip?
Pretty doggone good. You couldn't ask for better weather.
It should have been nice, about what, high in the 70s, low in the high 40s.
It was awesome. Nice and cool at night, sit around the campfire and then go to bed. And it was, during the day, yesterday was just perfect temperature. And then Saturday, that's when we finally got to go do some stuff. But man, it was fun trying to cook supper in the dark Friday night.
Got there and got everything set up. Did you get off on time?
Get off as early as I wanted. I left work a little after 2, so. And we got up there, you know, pushing like 5, almost 6 o'clock.
You get it all set up and everything, it takes a minute.
So yeah, I had to cook supper at the dark the first night, which wasn't too bad. You know, I mean, we tried to plan ahead, have stuff cooked ahead.
Had making dinner by the Coleman lantern, right?
So how was your weekend?
Uneventful. Got the grass cut on Saturday. Mama had to work Saturday afternoon, and she had to work Sunday, and that. So I just mostly laid around and that, watched a couple of ball games, and that was it.
I thought about texting you Saturday, but I didn't get my antenna up till late. I worked a few photo contacts, and then by the time to start cooking supper and everything else. I'm like, well, I kept it up for a little bit longer, but then once it started getting dark, we was going to start going to campfire. I'm like, well, I might as well take everything down.
Four hours just isn't enough, isn't it?
Really. And we tried to go see the monument, and then it was a mile and a half walk. My two dogs, especially my pug, man, he was already panting and grunting and everything else. We're like, all right, we'll have to do this again without the dog.
I took mine on a 6-mile walk the other day up on Parrish Mountain. When we got back to the house, she wanted to go for a walk.
Yeah, far. He does good. He does a couple hundred yards, and then his dog grunts and pants.
Be nice all week.
Sold popcorn for a little while yesterday at Lowe's in Bowling Springs, and it was a little warm to start with, but once the sun started setting, it finally started cooling off.
Good morning. We were sitting on the front porch, and the sun was shining on us. It's like, man, I have to go to the back where it ain't so hot.
I was a little surprised that it was that warm. I guess because we've been in the shade all weekend can't think of it now. Campground.
Kings Mountain.
It was comfortable all weekend.
Off today and tomorrow, so I don't know when we're going to have another weekend off to do some hiking or something.
Need to start going out. I got to do that 5-mile hike with the Boy Scouts coming up in October.
Get back in shape. And man, I did that 6-mile walk with the dog, and it's like, ooh, man, I had to rest when I got back to the house. I couldn't hardly move after riding just from Parrish Mountain back to Greer.
Dude, this stuff's getting the habit of walking again. You know, during the summer, it's way too hot. Now that it's cooling off, but then you got such short days. So I don't. It's tough to do.
That's how many people pass me jogging.
I'm just not one of those.
Struggling just to keep from falling down with all the roots and rocks. Here they were running.
Shoot, we got ready to start on that Kings Mountain Trail, and it was like a rubberized walking path, I guess. I've only seen it maybe one more time, but I was a bit surprised by that. I don't know if the whole thing, the whole mile and a half, is that rubberized trail or not.
You know, keep it from washing away in the rain anyway.
It was definitely nice. I mean, I was definitely wanting to do the walk, but like I said, my dog said no, and we can't. You can't leave them at the tents unattended, so we had to take them with us everywhere we went.
The anything about the camper, you could put them in the camper, right?
I assume you can. I don't know, because the rules say that you're not supposed to leave them. But I don't know if it just means tents or campers, too, or what.
Anybody else this morning?
I thought I was doing good on time. I jumped in the truck at 5:20, so I was already a little late. But, no, I threw my call out. Nobody else was on, so I just waited. It's about 5:35 and you jumped on. Have you heard anything from Ed?
Not this weekend. I didn't hear anything from him. I'll probably text him when I get to work.
Back on the radio soon.
If I miss him.
Done early. Usually he was always on.
He's a new car salesman right now, you know it. Oh, I mean, I just went by the Honda place. There's like four new ones out there.
Having a hard time getting those chips in.
Especially on the trucks. as far as you come and that, they really don't get much better gas mileage than they did 40 years ago. I mean, 40 years ago, I was getting, you know, 22 out of a full-size truck. So, I mean, it's not like they've come a long ways.
One thing they've done with pickup trucks is get more torque out of them more than anything. I mean, you get some more hauling capacity nowadays, but they definitely haven't made much improvements in miles per gallon. They worked on the diesel F-150s for a year or two, and I think they've already stopped that.
Pushing all these battery this and battery that, but what are you going to do with all those old batteries?
Exactly right. I mean, I've heard that story many a times. Most of these manufacturers are not set up or do any kind of recycling of these batteries. The ones that can't recycle all of it or enough capacity to make a huge difference.
And the other day, it was a junkyard overseas with just a bunch of old electric police cars. They were the smaller style, and they were all like them lithium ions at the... The batteries were shot, and no, you can't get rid of the batteries, and it was cheaper to get a new car. And so now you get to set a whole field of cars that you can't do nothing with.
It's going to be crazy once these cars start coming off and these batteries just sitting around and stuff. I don't know. It's going to be, I ain't totally convinced about it. It's short, but it's time for me to start walking inside, so I'm going to say 7-3-T. Have a safe trip into work today, and hopefully, maybe I'll get off at a good time, and I'll catch you on this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have an awesome day. Hope it goes well, and I look forward to maybe catching you this evening. KN4TFW.